Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. I'm Feifei.
And hello, it's me. Neil.
Are you okay?
I can't stop itching.
Oh dear, that's very uncomfortable. What's caused that?
Well, it's probably because I've started gardening. I've planted some flowers and I've started growing my own vegetables.
I'm impressed. It sounds like you've been bitten by the bug.
Yes, bugs in the garden. That's what's causing me to itch.
Probably, but I wasn't referring to the actual bugs. When you are bitten by the bug, it means you have become very interested and excited in doing something. We're not actually being bitten by a bug. But in your case, Neil, it looks like you've been bitten by both types of bugs.
Yep. Can we have some examples, please?
Ballroom dancing is back in fashion and Katerina's been bitten by the bug. She's bought a sequin dress to wear at her lessons. Lynn's been bitten by the fitness bug. He spends hours at the gym every day. I've been bitten by the travel bug. I'm always looking for new destinations to visit.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. I've been explaining the phrase to be bitten by the bug, which means to become interested and excited in doing something. So it's great that you've become interested in gardening, Neil.
Thanks, but not great if bugs are going to bite me every time I go into the garden.
Maybe it's not bugs. I've heard that poison ivy can cause severe itching.
Oh no, I don't like the sound of that. Maybe gardening isn't for me. Can I be unbitten by the bug?
No, Neil, but I know what you mean.
Right, I'm off to buy some cream to soothe my itches. Bye.
Bye, Neil.